My brother mentions that he and his girlfriend need a coffee table. That evening, my mum is browsing a website where local people list things for sale and finds an attractive-looking specimen. She sends the link to my brother. The table costs a whole £5. He agrees that it fits the accepted definition of a bargain, but it's a bit far away for him. No problem, says Mum, wanting to be nice. We'll pick it up for you and bring it over. She calls the man selling it. It's a 15-minute drive to what turns out to be an insalubrious part of town. She's alone. She knocks on the front door. No one answers. She gets back in the car and calls the man. I'm home, he says. Come around the back. She walks down a dark alley to the back of the house. There she finds a tall metal staircase leading to a first-floor door. A man's silhouette is visible behind its glass pane. Her stomach knots. She gulps. She goes back to the car and drives the 15 minutes home. Her phone beeps as she drives. The man has sent a text message. He's annoyed. He's waited in especially for her. She's the third person to let him down, he says. Probably because of your creepy alley, staircase, and murderous vibe, she wants to tell him, but doesn't, because that wouldn't be nice. She agrees to try again the next night. The table is a bargain, after all. She'll take my dad with her. The next night finds my parents on the couch, tired from work. Do we have to go? My dad asks. I told the man I would, she replies. Dad sigh nods. An innovative mixture of both a sigh and a nod, perfected over several decades of marriage. Reluctantly, they put on shoes and wrap into coats and climb wearily into the car. Mum reverses it out of the curved driveway. Watch it, Dad says. You're going to hit the neighbour's wall. I've reversed out of this driveway 1,000 times, you idiot. I think I know what I'm doing. Crunch. The car and the neighbour's wall become intimately acquainted. My parents swear at each other, and the wall, and marriage, and the £5 table. But it's too late not to go now. They told the man they were coming, and they don't want to let him down again. It wouldn't be nice. So they drive the 15 minutes back to the insalubrious part of town. Can you go in? Mum asks. I get a bad feeling from this guy. Dad trudges down the dark alleyway. The man's silhouette is visible up on the first floor. Dad shudders and looks back at my mother in the car. He compares the potential inconvenience of being murdered with the relief of never having to do another of her chores again. It's worth it, he decides. The door opens, releasing a thick cloud of cigarette smoke into the frosty winter night. A man with a neck tattoo of a topless mermaid beckons him inside. The door closes behind them with a clunk. The apartment is as dark and cluttered as any hermit's hovel. In the centre of the room sits a tatty, pockmarked brown coffee table. It has been some time since it has experienced kindness. The photo the man used in the listing might be of this table, but several decades ago. Inspecting the table, Dad concludes that it's overpriced at £5, an achievement. He doesn't say this, of course, because it wouldn't be nice. And the man has eyes that swivel like fishes and a kitchen that's probably full of sharp knives. To avoid making a scene, Dad compliments the table extensively, pays the £5, and leaves with his life, a horrible £5 table, and many future chores ahead. It's a high price, but at least he has avoided making a scene. For us Brits, there's nothing worse than making a scene. He carries the table back down to the car, glad the ordeal is over. What were you thinking? Mum asks incredulously as he manhandles it into the back seat. I was just thinking I want an easy life, he says, slamming the rear door. The next day, they drive the car to the mechanic. The good news is that the dent and scratch inflicted by my mother's bad driving and the neighbour's wall can be fixed. The bad news is it'll cost £200. My parents throw sharp words at each other. Some of them cut. They drive 30 minutes to my brother's place, mostly in silence, to present him with his new coffee table and the completion of their good deed. They have been nice. No one can dispute this. They show my brother the table. He doesn't like it. Neither does his girlfriend. They don't say this, of course, because that wouldn't be nice, but it's clear from the amount that they compliment it, which is a lot, and so wholly out of proportion to its actual niceness. My brother hands my mum a £20 note. She gives him a 10 in return, and then asks my dad if he has a 5. He checks. He doesn't. She checks her pockets. Neither does she. Time passes. The search is fruitless. Don't worry about it, she says, handing him back his original £20 note, forgetting she's already given him a 10. They leave. My mother drives. She is extra careful reversing. Getting my brother this table, a table no one likes, has cost my parents a £200 car repair bill, several arguments, 3 round trips, several awkward situations in an alleyway, and a dozen future hours of marriage counselling. Oh, and on top of that, they also paid my brother £10 to take it from them. They can't tell my brother any of this, of course, since they don't want him to feel guilty, and it might be awkward. But they tell me. Mum finds it funny. Dad, not so much. I just wanted to do something nice, she says, for the 12th time. Dad sigh nods. He can't argue with that. Amongst my curious people, nothing counts for more. Other cultures would probably disagree with that statement. They know the road to hell is paved with good intentions. Well, so do we milky tea drinkers. We see how much extra hassle all this niceness is, how much it complicates in the aim of simplifying, yet we don't care. Some things are more important than efficiency. We don't care for outcomes. We think results are overrated. We're into more ephemeral, metaphysical things. Having a good heart. Being a nice person. Doing good deeds. Not making a fuss. If that leads us to hell, a very polite, civil hell, in which we're to spend eternity being roasted in the fires of our own misplaced good intentions, so be it. My mum sums it up best when talking about me and my siblings. It makes no difference to me if you've been men or brain surgeons. All that has ever been important to me is that you're nice. The next time my parents go to my brother's house, the table is gone. No one ever mentions it again. It wouldn't be nice. Welcome to Britain.